Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Every Day Saturday show. Hey, I'm loving, first of all, I want to give a shout out everybody on Instagram. I am loving the DM action inside Instagram. If you don't know the story behind this, about 6 months ago, I opened up the other part where it says you have this many requests inside your DMs on Instagram. And I had like 30, I don't even know, like 30 people sent me messages on Instagram, but because I guess we're not following each other or I'm not following them, whatever it is, I didn't see them. I opened them up and there's like all this outpouring of love inside Insta. So now I'm really loving this because it gives me an opportunity to interact with you. If you're on Instagram, shoot me a video DM. Let me know who you are, where you're from. Do you listen to this show? Any questions? I want to give a shout out. Good Lord. Look at all these people. Shiara Nielsen Fitness, rocking it out. Follow her, definitely. If you want to get in shape, fitness. We got Carolina, who lives in West Palm Beach. Jessica Horton gave me a shout out. Thank you, Jessica. The world famous Jamar Fitness. Julie Hailman, Cedric, Elizabeth, and on and on and on and on it goes. And I'm listing all these people because you're all awesome. And let's do it, man. Keep the action coming inside the DMs on Insta. Gives me a chance. I promise you, if you send me a message, if I have not replied, shoot me another one. And let's connect. Video message, text, whatever, man. Keep each other pumped up, inspired, motivated, rocking and rolling. Speaking of motivated, I want to just share a story of what's happening this week. And I want you to just kind of see your own business building inside of this vision, okay? So Friday morning, I'm flying to LA. The flight leaves at 9 a.m. Cincinnati time, which I'm on Eastern time here. It gets in around 11 a.m. California time. I land in LA, direct flight to LAX. Flying first class, not to brag, but because that's the only preferred way I like to travel domestically, because the price difference is a no-brainer. I think the upgrade to fly first class to LA was $160. I know because I just literally paid for it 5 minutes before I started this podcast. So it's $160 to sit in row 1C, sit in seat 1C, very first row. I'll be the very first one off the flight. I speak at 2:45 in LA, so it gives me a few hours, but I don't have to worry about, I just carry an overhead bag and I fly back the next day. Imagine that, flying to LA, flying back the next day. I would have never, 10 years ago, I would have never dreamed that that would be the lifestyle that I would have had. First of all, I never went to LA. The first time I ever went there was when Les Brown invited me out there to his live event in 2010. And I mean, holy cow, pinch me. I'm at Les Brown's event as a VIP guest, all because I interviewed him on my podcast. This was 7 years ago, guys. And now I'm out there, I don't say regularly, but maybe once or twice a year I fly out there. So I'm going to fly out there Friday. I'm going to land at 11. Take the shuttle to the hotel, speak at the event. I'm on the panel Friday night. If you're around in LA, who knows? Hit me up, man. Shoot me a DM on Insta and let me know if you're in the area. Maybe take a picture or something, hang out, chat, whatever. You know, we got time. It is a tight schedule because I fly back the very next day. But anyway, I just want to show the love to the listeners, the podcast listeners. But think about that, okay? Think about that, that this is really the day in the life of the guy. And the funny thing is, I'm living in the 200-year-old farmhouse in the Midwest, all right? No pretense whatsoever, loving life, building out a digital agency now, and people hire me to build their landing pages, their sales pages, their sales funnels, because they trust me. It's that simple. I'm going to get the job done. Our team is going to love you up. We're going to care about your project. We're going to give you amazing ideas. Look, the one thing that God blessed me with is the ability to take just a singular thought, an idea, and turn that into a movement. I don't even want to say a business because I don't even want to promise you make money. I mean, I never got started in with the Everyday Saturday brand to make any money. I got started in this brand to feel what it was like just to be free. I'll never forget the Monday after I quit my job. I quit my job on May 6th. It was a Friday, was my last day. May 6th, 2005 was a Friday. And on May 9th, 2005 was a Monday. I woke up and I had no place to be. Okay. I had no place to be. I got in my car and I just drove and got a cup of coffee. Whereas before I was always in a rush to get a cup of coffee, always in a rush to get a cup of coffee because I had to get on the highway before all the other corporate slaves that were going to the camp got on the highway and everybody speeding up to the left, getting to the middle, go to the right, to the left, to the right, to the middle, to the right, to the left, all in this, all because they had to get to their office in downtown Cincinnati. I live in the suburbs, about 25 miles outside. May 9th, 2005, I didn't have to be anywhere. That was worth everything, right there. Had I gone broke, well, actually I did, so that's not a hypothetical. I actually did go broke. But had I not even launched this, that one day would have been worth it. Just to be able to wake up with no place to be, and I remember thinking, damn, this feels like a Saturday. Didn't shave, threw on a baseball hat, went and grabbed a cup of coffee, grabbed the newspaper, which this is 2005, so I read the Cincinnati Inquirer, and that was probably about the last year I ever read anything, newspaper, yellow pages, anything like that. And I remember getting the newspaper and just sitting in my driveway, reading it on a kind of a crisp morning, and I'm painting this picture to you. Now I fly to L.A., and I'm speaking about that very moment of my life, going through what we all call the terror barrier. Whenever you go through the terror barrier, look, even if you don't quit your job, when you go through something massive that you've never done before, and you're like, oh my God, what's happening? A lot of the times we get so consumed with the fear that we forget to really sit and be grateful about the feeling on the other side. Look, for every yin, there's a yang. Every cause, there's an effect. For every A side, there's a B side, you know? And we forget about the B side. The A side is always the fear. It's the unknown. It's the uncertainty. It's how am I going to pay the health insurance, the savings, and all of that? And what's everybody going to think about me? But what about the flip side of that? What about the B side? What about the freedom? What about losing all the expectations that were placed upon you? What about relieving yourself of the judgment? What about stepping into the person now that you know you've always wanted to be without having to do what everybody else tells you to do, without having to be of this world? You could be in this world, you know? And all of that, we forget about that. That's the flip side to the fear, the uncertainty, the unraveling, all that is the freedom. And then once you get good at being grateful for that, you really start to think of ideas. Okay, now I'm grateful. Okay, but I mean, the mortgage company, I can't pay them in gratitude. I would love to pay them in gratitude, but they would never accept that. So what do? Well, you find something that really makes your socks go up and down. And then you think about, how can I make money doing this? Like, how can I make money doing this? For me, it was speaking. It was always speaking. So I grabbed this microphone that I'm speaking into right now, and I started talking into it. Never dreaming, again, never thought that it would ever be downloaded millions of times in just a year. Because really, what is this show? It's a show about nothing. Now, I know you would argue, and thank you for arguing that. Oh, Sam, the show is great. It's inspired me. And all the love on Twitter and Instagram. I thank you for that. I thank you. You need to know, I've got my hand over my heart right now. I thank you. Do you understand that? I thank you for that, for showing me that love. That's the only reason I keep this show going. You know that? The only reason I continue to do this show is because you continue to bless me with your gratitude for the show. If that ever stops, then the show stops. That's it. I don't monetize it. I don't have any sponsors. I sell coaching, all right? And I build sales funnels for clients. That's what I do. And people contact me through this podcast. Have you done it? I'm kind of curious. Have you gone to everydayissaturday.com? Have you clicked on the coaching tab? You can see Get Coaching. It's in the upper right-hand column. And if you're on your mobile device, just click the upper right-hand column. It'll pop up. And hit Apply Now. And you never know. So many people say, I don't think I can afford to work with you. Well, you never know. Look, if I'm building your funnel, that's a base model. If I'm coaching you, that's the next level. And if we're working together for 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, that's a different program altogether. But to not even send that email or not even click on that Apply Now, not even go to everydayissaturday.com, hit the coaching button, and not even just think about what it would be like to work together, come on, you can at least do that. And so when I think about all that I do this because when I got started, probably like you did. And if you haven't gotten started yet, that's okay. But it's not okay to never get started. It's okay to kind of hit the pause button because we all have to in life in certain situations. It's not okay to never go for your dream, okay? And I fast forward to this Friday. I fly to LA. Next week, I fly to Orlando. Same thing, first class. I only say that not to impress you. Just be like, hey, I can do it. I never even flew first class. I never flew first class until I gave myself permission to play big. I'm like, what the hell am I doing flying coach? I'm in the back by the restrooms. And for a couple $100, I could be up front sipping champagne at 8 a.m. with everybody else. Well, how stupid is this? Like, my self-worth was that low. Like, I didn't deserve it. You ever feel that way? I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. Well, you do deserve first class. You deserve first class in everything. You deserve first class relationships. You deserve first class finances. You deserve first class business. You deserve your first class brand. So why don't you step into that first class person? Why don't you do it? Like when I arrive, I have no rush. I got a backpack and my laptop in it. It's all I got. Overnight clothes for the trip to LA. And that's it. I'm going to throw it in the overhead compartment. I can't put it under my seat in row 1C because there's no seat in front of me, which is pretty friggin' awesome. And I'm going to throw it up top. I'm going to work on my laptop, throw my backpack up above in the overhead compartment. And I'm going to be treated. I'm going to allow Delta to treat me as a first-class customer. They want to, so why don't I just let them do that? And the experience and the ease of which it's going to be to travel is going to be everything. Because I allowed myself to feel that way. And I'm not, look, a billion people slept on a dirt floor last night. All right. I am not forgetting about that. I don't forget about that. That drives me even more to get those types of people who are less fortunate up and at them. You know, you'd lay down, but if you can look up, you can get up. And I really believe that. And that's not just a cliche. I really believe that. I think the power of this message can get them there. Like the power of your message can get them there. But why don't you begin your first class experience right now? Doesn't need to be on an airplane. It can be in everything you do. Don't settle. Don't settle for anything less than that. And just be amazed. Let people give you a compliment and just say thank you. Just receive it. Don't say, oh, it's nothing. Hey, that's a beautiful dress, Julie. Well, I just got it off the rack at Kohl's. No! That's a beautiful dress, Julie. Thank you. That's it. Just say thank you. We're so bad at receiving compliments. Because why? Because our self-worth, we beat ourselves up. If we would say half the things to other people that we actually say to ourselves in our toughest times, these people would punch us in the face. Like, who the hell do you think you are talking to me that way? Well, do that to yourself. Your inner voice, who do you think you are? Say, who the hell do you think you are? You know? Yeah, I might be an ex-stutter. Yeah, I might be bankrupt. Yeah, I might have people laughing at me. Sure, I had to go back to the job and get laughed at and ridiculed, mocked, and all that good stuff. But look at what happened. Blind first class Friday. Speaking to a group of people in a packed room, and I'm going to speak again to people in a packed room next week, and I'm going to continue to create this show, and I'm going to continue to create sales funnels, landing pages, sales pages, autoresponders, upsells, downsells, all of that for people who trust me, because if I can do it for one day, I can do it for a week, and then I can do it for a month, and then I can do it for a year, because I'm not focused on the money, I'm focused on bringing the value, the first class experience to you. And in return, I'm pretty confident that's going to come back to me. It's the boomerang. Put the boomerang of value out there. Put the value boomerang out there in whatever it is that you do. And then watch it come back to you tenfold. Can you do that? Will you do that? Say, yes, I will, Sam. And hey, don't be a stranger. Don't be a stranger on Insta. Hit me up on the DM action. Love you guys, man. Love your dream. Oh, yeah. And have the freaking best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.